What a tiny little muzzle that dog has.
Yeah, she's got, it's very small. She's a ridiculously small dog. When she's
just
all
a
wet,
tiny little baby.
She looks like a stretched gerbil. But she's got so much hair.
Yeah,
she's like, lost all her baby fur by now.
Yeah, well, there's a, but now she's entering the next shed cycle, so she's starting to shed. So apparently her hair will be even longer when it's fully grown. She was born in January, so she didn't. Pomeranians are born, and then at age 6 months, they start to shed their baby hair. So when she was 6 months, it was already summer. So she didn't start growing her winter hair until December, which means it didn't all grow in. So this year, it'll all grow in on schedule, which means she'll reach her full size. But right now, she's just, I gotta say, I love this little dog. Look at how she just sits with me. She'll sit here for hours. Like, it's incredible. This other god darn goblin, he didn't do this.
He got supplanted.
He's got floor boy-itis. No, I mean, he never wanted to do this. He would want to come up and sit on my lap for like 10, 15 minutes at a time. He would just come up and ask. But now, you know, she'll do it all day. She's amazing.
Saber, the longer-haired dog, also likes to sit on my lap, but I had to push her off for the show because I gotta keep my legs crossed in order to keep her on there. Otherwise, she'll slide off, and I can't cross my legs for that long.
Sounds like what you need is a lightsaber.
Oh yeah, well, she's pretty light. She's only 8 pounds.
Look at this little creature. My God, you know, I mean, I've mentioned this before, but I mention this on my live streams every week. Which is, I don't really get to see her super well in real life because the Sony A7S III camera's extremely high-tech HDR sensor can actually depict her more true to life than a human eye can. So it's like looking at her in real life, it's really hard to make out any facial features.
Your eye just slides
off. HDR sensor. Yeah, it's genuinely hard.
Yeah, don't get any black rugs.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I don't see that ever happening at all.
Yeah.
I've got all black clothes, you know, I'm not going to switch to black flooring at any point soon. I'd sooner go for those, the gentrification colored floorboards, you know, the weird ash gray than a black rug.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's fun to be able to see her face. Everyone who sees her in person comments that it's really hard to look at her face for more than like a half a second.
Yeah, she's Vanta Black.
Yeah. All right, I want to put her on the floor.
Okay, we can start. I'm ready.
Let's a start.
Yeah, although I do want to say that I'm in a sticky situation here. I got
a stickuation?
A DM on Twitter the other day that was just from like a person who doesn't seem to be a real person, but is a real person, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been looking at this guy right here. Trust me.
A real hobgremlin.
Representing some kind of Web3 crypto podcast situation. With a very generic form message how I'm the next perfect guest. And I just, without thinking, said, great, my appearance fees start at $500. And they were like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you said start at. So
speaking of which,
raise it higher.
ScreenRant.com has a Hereditary ending explained. That movie's from 2018, dude. Why do we have an ending explained post from 2 hours ago?
People couldn't figure
one
it out.
One thing I used to think about ScreenRant.com was that at least it wasn't WatchMojo.com.
I think
the people who make those actually put some effort into it, as misguided as it is.
I think sooner or later you run out of at least with regard to a sort of a thing like this. I'm just howling at all of these headlines. Like there's a post that's like, this new Star Wars theory reveals how an upcoming Disney Plus TV show. It's like, wait, you have a theory that's revealing something? What? Yeah. A theory can reveal now? They reveal now? That's a Star Wars reference for everybody.
I actually was up to submit a thing to Screen Rant a few years ago. Do you want to know how much they pay per article?
Probably like $25, right? Something like that.
Oh, that's high. It's $10.
$10?
Yeah, which $10. Bucks. God. Screen Rant.
What's even
Screen
the point?
Screen Rant is disgusting.
At that point.
Yeah.
I quoted $25 because that's what blogs were paying back in like 2006. Last time I wrote some blog posts. Last time I wrote blog posts. that I was allowed to bill for. But of course, I didn't actually ever get paid the $25. Let's,
the range
let's
was $5 to $15, so $10.
$5 to $15. Is the $15 with like a traffic bonus if you get over a
number?
Yeah,
exactly.
Something like that.
That's a traffic bonus.
Yeah, yeah. So they're definitely ChatGPT-ing it up. They're definitely ChatGPT-ing it up. My Red Dead Redemption 2 beard guide video, I should point out for any listener who's listening, did, this will maybe delight Frank to know, it did at the very end when it was posted, before it got a million hits, the higher up guy in the video department watched it and said, wait, you don't actually tell people how to grow the beard. Can you revise this? Nobody's going to watch this. And then it took off as like the number one traffic earner of the year within like an hour. And he was like, oh, okay, hold on a second.
Oh, he didn't say anything.
This is doing numbers.
Yeah, he didn't say anything.
It's just doing numbers.
He didn't say anything other than like, good job, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and you didn't do that.
Yeah, it was like, do you actually tell them how to grow the beard in this video? Or do you just talk for 10 minutes? And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's a little bit of both. Yeah, it actually turns out in Red Dead Redemption 2, your beard growth is like gated by chapter, right? So you have to get to like chapter 4 before the beard can actually reach the length of 10, right? So in my beard guide video where I'm trying to show how many beard tonics you have to drink and how many nights you have to stay in the inn in order for your beard to reach full length. And I've got Arthur Morgan throwing the beard tonics at the exact same angle every time he drinks them. So they clink onto the bed, and there's a pile of these beard tonics on the bed, and I'm sleeping in. And I'm like, I tried this, and it's like I'm speeding it up and showing, like going through like 100 of them, wasting all my money. I played this game like an absolute freak. I stopped playing it. I was having such a good time, and now I'm playing it like a complete idiot for your amusement. I'm just drinking as many of these things as I could, and the whole time I'm doing that, I'm like, this should be my whole thing on YouTube.
Yeah,
and it kind of is now. So,
it kind of is.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Building robust in there. Did you watch that video, Jaffe, the beard video?
I love that video. It's one of my favorites. It's I don't like it as much as your other Red Dead video, but it's real, real good.
Well, I did a feature length Red Dead video thing, which was I did 4 Red Dead videos that were meant as like a playlist, as a pitch to myself how I would have my own YouTube channel, is to make 4 disparate things. One is a thorough let's play of the first 6 hours of Red Dead Redemption 2. One is a hater's guide, all the stuff I didn't like. And then one is a recap of Red Dead 1, and then one is the beard guide. And it's like those 4 things. That's like the foundation of Action Button as a secret. That's like, yeah. I was like, oh,
the Red Dead recap is what I show people who don't know what you're about.
I like that video. I rewatched that myself the other day. I was having a good time. I was like, who god darn wrote this?
You want to see some hot Game Gear photography?
I always want to see that.
This is with my stupid screenshot setup thing. It's almost done.
Yeah. Go to America, find the boys, and kill the 2 of them. They must die. I want them both dead.
Video games are back. Pixels are dead. Video games are back.
Video games are back, baby.
What is this? Is this like Surf Ninjas or something?
This is Surf Ninjas.
Man. I don't know.
You is got that, it in one.
That's weird.
Are you proud of yourself?
I don't know how they feel. Because I feel okay.
Look how good this looks.
It does look good.
Wow, that's a great J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
Go get me pictures and get them now.
You ever get that J. Jonah Jameson desk pounding action figure?
Some Dr. Social action here.
Yeah. There we go.
What?
Oh, is this that Dracula game?
Vampire Master of Darkness, I think.
Vampire Master of Darkness. I always forget what it's called because it's got 2 names.
Yeah. In this instance, the DR in DR Social stands for Dracula.
I don't think anyone else can photograph pixels like this right now. I think I'm the only person.
How are you doing it? What's the methodology?
It is decommissioned medical equipment that I'm pretty convinced that Nintendo Power used this exact device for the first 3 years.
So they,
oh, really?
You press it right up against the screen or what?
It's complicated. Hi, Tim. Hang on. I'll show a picture of the unit. This is a film recorder. I think we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is.
I think I know what device you're talking about generally. Let me see it.
All right. This is the specific model. This is the Polaroid freeze frame.
Absolutely.
I'm on my second one now, and it finally works. The reason I'm showing Game Gear is because I don't have a full frame digital camera. It's cropped in, but it's cropped in perfectly for Game Gear. Yeah, essentially there's a 3-inch black and white CRT in there. And it takes RGB video, and there's a color wheel that cycles red, green, and blue. And it shows just the red, green, and blue channels one at a time. So you open the exposure. It's kind of like Technicolor, right? Where it, like, it's three different colors, but it's combined in one. Same theory. The reason it has this really unique, clean look is because when you're looking at a color CRT, the colors aren't, you know, coming from the beam. The beam's just a beam of light. The colors are coming from like reflective prisms on the glass, the slot mask. And I'm pretty sure when you take a photo of a color CRT, like it's picking up the slot mask and like dulling the colors. Black and white CRT doesn't have a slot mask. It's just lines, baby. So that's like the only way to get this specific look. And I do not believe there was any other device in history that took RGB video signals and put them into a black and white CRT. I don't believe there's another black and white RGB CRT in existence. I think this is the only one. This same CRT was used in much more common film recorders. The Polaroid palette is the most popular one, but they didn't take RGB video. They took files over SCSI from your computer. So like that's how you would, you know, print your CG animation or whatever in the 80s and 90s. This is the only model that took RGB video.
Interesting.
Yeah. You see, this is why, in order to preserve history as it was, we need to be teaching people CRT.
There we go. I'm going to get a water because I drank all my tea.
Shouldn't do that.
I'm about to spill all my tea, you know?
That's you always one of those do. Phrases that I got to give some of the youth's slang phrases 10 years. I only just 2 weeks ago, Frank, perhaps this will interest you as a historian.
Yeah, let's go.
I only just 2 weeks ago lifted the curtain on, Brandon might as well hear this. I was saying, Brandon, that I wait about 10 years before I use any slang terms coined by the youth, right? I think it's fair.
Sure.
To see what survives and what doesn't. A similar policy to how I approach video games. You know, you wait a couple of years. You don't play the game right away 99% of the time, unless it's Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest, or you're really interested in it. I only just 2 weeks ago lifted the curtain, you know, on a prototype that I had kept, you know, for a decade or so, being like, that's a word that the kids are using, and I understand what it means, and I think it's good, and I think it's a good word that we didn't have a word for it. But it is also a dictionary word, and the usage is just a regular word. It's just an adjective, and the kids using it, they use it in such a specific way that I can't start using it that way. But now that it's been 10 years, it's okay for me personally to call stuff basic. I think they use that word in a good way. Took a long time for me to decide now's the time. And on one of my live streams a couple weeks back, I was like, all right, I'm lifting the curtain. And I'm inducting basic into my personal little art gallery of terms.
Yeah, except that
I allow myself to use that are from other people. I tend to make up my own words, cliches.
That is not really going to stand the test. And I'm very surprised when I hear people that I know or like or somewhat respect on the internet say, I don't know how based is continuing.
Oh, based is weird. Well, based is old, though. Based is like older than basic, I believe.
Well, so based is on that political spectrum. It came from being like if something was anti-woke, it was based.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a Lil B thing.
And so people are starting I think Lil B was part of changing it. And so I think that's why other people started using it. But based originally was like anti-woke stuff or got co-opted into anti-woke stuff to where it's hard to
right,
use now.
Right now, it is a straight up skinny jeans word. It's a skinny jeans word. Yeah. It's a word that people who wear skinny jeans because they think they're fashionable would think is a word to use. No offense to anybody who does that. Anybody wearing skinny jeans looks 50 years old, for example. Just throwing that out there.
Not young people.
What?
Not young people.
Oh, I don't know how many young people you've seen recently. Young people look 50 years old when they wear skinny jeans as well. They just do. They call them dad jeans now. That's what dad jeans are called now. Skinny jeans are called dad jeans. Can't make this stuff up. And I mean, some kids will ironically wear dad jeans or knowingly wear them. Yeah,
young people can wear anything.
Yeah, but I mean, they tend not to wear anything. They wear specific stuff. I don't know. I keep more track of this stuff than a person should.
I've certainly been aware of the teens in the local area dressing exactly how the teens dressed when I was in high school, which is very funny.
Yeah,
that was about 4 or 5 years ago though. Wearing the baggy jeans and the Nirvana oversized shirt and the slightly long hair carrying a skateboard. I was like,
right
wow.
Now it's all about baggy, low-waisted jeans.
Yeah, it's like a hybrid of weird. 90s and 2K yeah. going on, Y2K.
There's a lot going on, but I see kids saying beast a lot now instead of based. So I think based has become beast. I know they're not exactly the same thing, but they'll just say beast when something is cool.
Doesn't have the negative connotations that base does.
Yeah, and it's also short for beast mode, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is a
thing.
That
sounds right.
Here are some things that I see in the video feeds of everybody's recording setup while everyone's away. In Tim's apartment, I see a guitar. I see a complicated water dish for Tim's dog. In Frank's window, I see a framed Maniac Mansion poster. In Brandon's, I see a little plant by the windowsill. I think that's mint. I see a cool-looking Sonic the Hedgehog giving a thumbs up between two big speakers over a entertainment center around a what I believe to be a CRT television. And lots and lots and lots of games and videos and musical albums. He's got them on shelves, whereas Frank has his carefully curated selection of games and other game-related boxes in a display case with glass doors. I see an unopened roll of paper towels in Tim's window. I see his black Pomeranian dog, name yet unknown. And this has been this week's edition of What Alex Sees in Everyone's Windows.
Did you see something in my window?
Nothing unusual.
Turned out all that barking was because I received
mail.
One piece of mail.
Oh, whoa. Oh my God. Mimsy's over there. She got the treats out of the closet and this dog in my lap I don't know if you all saw that. She just she just flipped out like a goddamn Havoc physics glitch. Oh my God. Look at this. Look at this little Muppet I got. Look at this little Muppet. All right, I'm going to let her go.
I finally.
She's caught between two solid planes.
She just. It's like a control.
She was Z fighting. What I got was Ultrabox 5 for the PC Engine, which is a funny one because every time there's like all the PC Engine shooters in one video thing, they always miss a couple because there's too many. You can't possibly get them all. But one that all of them miss is on this Ultrabox 5. There's a little shooting game where you're like a merchant and you're throwing out knives and you're at like a regional fair. And it's not that good, but it's just one that people always miss. Now I finally have it.
It's not that good, but it's one that people always miss. And now I've got it.
That's great.
A summary of Brandon's creative pursuits.
That makes sense. I'll be back in about 30 seconds.
All right, I'll time something. You. It'll be
A fun thing about this, though, is I don't think they would be able to make it today because it's called Dasaias. It is one character off from Darius, as they call Darius in Japan, and uses the Darius klaxons and like giant thingy is approaching and still seafood because this merchant is chopping up seafood. So it's like it's a Darius parody, but like a little too close. So
like you couldn't make Brazing Saddles today.
A Darius parody.
Yeah.
Darodius?
That's right.
Darodius?
They never did make a Darodius.
As soon as Frank is done chewing, I think we can start the show for his sake.
We Didn't Start the Fire the best song to Word Salad-ify remix and karaoke? I think it is.
So I would not be chewing during recording. I was chewing until recording.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Right.
Chewing right up until the moment that big red button gets pressed.
All right. That Robert Irvine is down, baby.
Oh, Robert Irvine's Fit Crunch. I just ate one of these, speaking of a bar with a man's name on it.
Mm-hmm. That guy's dead, too. That guy's as dead as OJ.
Yeah. Maybe deader. Has he been dead longer? Yeah, we confirmed the time of death.
Yeah,
he died with fewer carbohydrates inside of him, that's for sure.
Certainly. How much pulp?
Every time anybody ever hears me mention anything about what I eat in a public scenario when I'm in my real self costume, they bring up the fact that Dr. Atkins died of a massive heart attack. And I go, oh, and I've always meant to look that up. I feel like that's one of those things like, you know, the guy who founded Segway rolled off a cliff in a Segway and died. It's kind of incredible.
Died of cancer. Okay.
It's kind of incredible that we can still have urban myths in the year 2024. That's actually something you'd think we would have gotten rid of, either cancer or urban myths by now. Preferably both. Star Trek would have us believe both. You think we would have gotten rid of one of those by now, right? We shouldn't have these anymore.
Sounds like I got to die of video game poisoning. Something.
VGP. All right, who cares? Right. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this. Okay, here we go.
I only have a disk space remaining for 4,615 hours and 45 minutes more of recording at this bit rate, by the way.
So. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we better make it quick. I think we're moving in a nice little clip.
Yeah.
I think we'll have you out of here on time.
Love it.
Yeah. I had taken out that big guy, little guy question, but then I put it back in because I was like, you know what? We're moving at a good pace. Did you have to go early for a cool reason or a boring reason?
I don't know how to judge that. I'm traveling starting tomorrow, and I pay a lot to go to my gym. Like, I pay a personal trainer a lot, and the one time I could get without just giving them free money for this week was today at 12:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Personal maintenance reasons. That's fine. I'm glad you ran it by me.
I'm glad I gave you time to prepare. Yeah.
You know, file your PTO, etc. God, still have to do my taxes. Still have to give all my money to the government. Well,
they like it.
They like it.
Come on, be a pal. Give the government
money. They're big fans of when I give them my money. You know, they deserve it. All the hard work they do.
Oh, my water.
Yeah. How much are you supposed to tip your IRS agent? I think we're at like 20%. One. Yeah.
Agent, huh? Wow, money bags here.
Yeah.
I don't file my own taxes. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes, Brandon.
I said I'm back.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, and then I interrupted you.
No.
Not what happened.
Man, those taxes, tell you what, not the funnest.
No.
I did mine before GDC this year so that I wouldn't have to worry about it later, and I think it was good. I think it was a good
Congratulations,
idea.
You won.
I did won.
Yeah.
Those dogs out there are not... They thought I was finished when I came out there.
Yeah. And they don't know about break time.
Now they're just going to bark.
It's fine. I think ambient barking is a feature on Insert Credit.
Yeah, it's part of the show at this point.
Yeah, Frank, you should get yourself some dogs just to complete the trifecta.
Yeah, get a couple.
No, I mean, I'm at work. I mean, maybe I can get Phil to bark.
Yeah, get some office dogs.
Woof.
Yeah, the other two people here have barking dogs in the background all the time, and we were discussing that maybe it's a feature of the show. Thank you. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Did Mike pick that up?
It got a little clipped out, unfortunately.
Right. Got a little clipped. You might have to do it louder next time.
Oh, speaking of dogs.
There is one right now.
Speaking of dogs.
I hope you heard that one because Phil's coughing now.
Hello.
Nope.
Hello.
Y'all see my hug friend?
Yeah.
Hello. See my hug friend.
Yeah. That's how you know it's the second half of the show, when hug friend appears in frame.
I've got a hug friend. Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Good little doggy.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I clicked on Twitter and I'm seeing a tweet that says J.K. Rowling says she will not forgive Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson for their stance in the trans debate and says they should apologize to traumatized detransitioners and vulnerable women, not her.
God. Oh my God.
J.K. Rowling needs to GTFO the universe.
J.K. Rowling has gone bonkers. She's gone bonkers.
She's just off it, man.
Yeah. She's gone. What happened?
I do wonder to what extent we can blame her and her ilk for this new spate of anti-trans laws going around. Like,
that's very interesting.
She's
I
certainly
don't think
been,
that has to do with her.
Well, I mean, but bringing it really firmly into the debate. People weren't talking about it for a long time, mm-hmm. and then they were talking about it a lot suddenly. I mean, that you know, people were talking about it, but it wasn't like. It wasn't something that a Republican had heard of for a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's just that after gay marriage was legalized, Republicans needed a new thing to be afraid of.
Yeah, but it took them like 15 years to get really afraid. So I don't know. I don't know. I feel I don't want to put all the blame on her, but I don't want to take it all away either.
Yeah, there's something going on.
There's you got to go, right, Frank?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Thanks for
all right. Thanks, Frank.
Appreciate it. All right.
Bye. Did y'all hear this new Francis Ford Coppola film, Megalopolis, is finished. It's done. It's filmed. It's edited, and they're trying to find a distributor.
No,
but one of the but nobody watching it likes it, and they said. Like one anonymous source was quoted as saying the whole movie, it's impossible to market. The whole movie is just like, here's boobs, here's drugs. And it's like,
oh, wow.
That doesn't. And people on Twitter are roundly dunking on that quote because it's like, oh, it sounds like you do know how to market this movie. it's like, cause that sounds like marketing. It's also like, How much of a goddarn tragedy is that you've got this guy made this movie and it's just like he can't get it distributed anywhere.
Yeah. Right?
Spider-Man's not in it.
He could sell it at his vineyard.
Yeah, he could. He could try that.
Oh, here's an amusing thing. So my partner, Christina, being a person of some years younger than myself, did not know of Francis Ford Coppola as a...
She knew him as the wine guy.
Only knew him as the wine guy.
Yeah.
You knew him as Nicolas Cage's uncle.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, okay. I did mention it. Yeah, it's funny too. But she did know Sofia Coppola mm-hmm. and that a wine was named for her and that he was her dad and that she was a filmmaker, but just not that he was also one.
That just seems like a failure of the educational system. Mm-hmm. No offense.
Yeah. I would say that it well, I don't know who that was going to offend, the educational system.
I don't want to get my tailor's tape out here and start measuring. Where is my tailor's tape? It's right here. I don't want to get my tailor's tape out here and start measuring the educational system's failures. But it just sounds like kids should know about The Godfather. Like everybody who goes to college should encounter The Godfather. They just should. So, you know, there's actually something burned my brain. This year. Do you want to know what it was?
What was that?
Go ahead.
There was a movie that I watched. I watched it because Mimsy wanted to watch it because one of her friends said it was good and her friend found out about it because of prolific numbers of TikToks, superfluous, mm-hmm. overflowing, overfluous TikToks informed Mimsy's friend of this film that she just had to watch. And it was this film called Saltburn, which is basically just The Talented Mr. Ripley, but really bad for people who love Instagram.
Yeah.
Sounds right? cool.
I remember the getting to the end of the movie.
Mr. And Mr. Ripoff.
I remember The Talented Mr. Ripoff. The Talentless Mr. Ripoff is what they could have called that movie.
Yeah.
So I remember getting about two-thirds of the way through the movie, and we had to pause it to, you know, somebody had to go to the bathroom.
Wasn't was it
me?
You?
No, it wasn't me, actually, believe it or not.
Surprise.
So Mimsy goes to the bathroom, and she's like, I mean, you want to watch the rest of this? And I was like, what do you mean? Do I want to watch the rest of this? I don't start a movie and not watch it. You're the one who put it on, Carl. We're going to watch it. And she goes, okay. And she goes, I just don't even care what happens. And I go, oh, should I spoil it for you? And then she's like, what do you mean? And then I just describe in pretty good detail exactly what's going to happen for the rest of the movie. She goes, how did you know all that? And then she's like, and then when the movie's over, she's like, how did you know the whole story? Because like, it's just the goddamn talented Mr. Ripley, man. Like, it's the talented Mr. Ripley, but they like hide the fact that the guy is a creep. Like it's really okay. So that's the only thing that's interesting about that movie, and it's interesting on accident. First of all, that Barry Keoghan guy, a wonderful individual,
cool dude,
very 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 good actor.
Love him in Killing of a Sacred Deer.
When you see interview, it's Killing of a Sacred Deer. He was great. He was great in Banshees of Inisherin. He's good in everything he's in. He also happens to be Irish. So we love anybody who graduated from Notre Dame University around here. That's a joke.
We love the Irish here.
He's in there and he's good in it with the material he's given. Rosamund Pike, good with the material she's been given. The movie's just utter trash. Richard E. Grant's in there. Love that guy. He's, you know, the material, etc. Whatever. Who plays Dickie Greenleaf in that movie? There's a Dickie Greenleaf character. That's a Ripley reference. Jacob Elordi, he's okay. That guy's all right. So everybody in there's semi-decent, right? But I'm just watching it and I'm like, they revived a whole Kodak factory to make the film, to film this movie and the show Euphoria on, right? Which is cool. Why can't I go watch it projected on film? That's number one. At the very least, let me enjoy watching it projected on film. And then secondly, the director's gonna say in public that she's never heard of the talented Mr. Ripley. Like, is that better or worse than saying, yeah, I ripped it off? Because you didn't, maybe if you didn't rip it off, if it's true, did you just have enough conversations with enough people who'd seen it to think you were coming up with this story on your own? And if there's anything ingenious about the film, it's that the Barry Keoghan character is a creep and a criminal, psychopath, sociopath, freak, pathological liar, murderer. I just spoiled everything for you. But because you, the viewer, love Instagram stories, you're going to see him and just be like, oh, I love him. And they let you love the guy all the way until the last 10 minutes when he goes, let me explain what I did, and reveals that every bad thing that happened over the course of the whole movie was actually him manipulating, just unscrewing the piece of the bike chain on a bicycle, or putting a drop of salt in someone's wine or whatever. Like, they just go play you back a highlight reel from the movie. And it's really insulting and sad and weird to just do like a Deus Ex Ripley at the end. And it was very jarring and strange to me, but yeah, there's that.
I had that experience you described when in I don't know, high school or middle school, when my stepsister was watching a rom-com and we paused it halfway through, and then I described the rest of the movie.
She's like, how'd you know?
But that, yes, exactly. She was like, how'd you know that was going to happen? But it's a lot easier in a rom-com because obviously it's a
boy
formula.
Boy gets girl back. Right. It's the format.
Yeah, or there's the like pining for this one person, but then it turns out the other person who comes along is actually the one, or the best friend from the old country home or whatever. It's just, so everything is telegraphed. But
imagine reaching like age 30 and being surprised that Spider-Man doesn't die at the end of a Spider-Man movie, right? Like, imagine that, you know, kids crying when Spider-Man died in Avengers Endgame or Avengers Age of whatever, Infinity War. Like, imagine reaching age 30 and crying when Spider-Man dies at the end of that movie, knowing that there's another Spider-Man movie listed on the Wikipedia page for Marvel Cinematic Universe is coming out 2 years from then, right? It's like,
I think it must be nice.
It must be. I don't know. But the funny thing about this talented Mr. I bring up the talented Mr. Ripley Saltburn story because it's like the fact that I became a little obsessed with looking at these Twitter threads that were like, Saltburn is a masterpiece. And then someone pops in and goes, have you seen The Talented Mr. Ripley? I've never heard of it. And what I know about it is that it's not very good and that this movie's actually better and more critical of the upper class. And it's just like, it was driving me nuts and I was loving it because it's interesting to see what people think. But again, I feel like it's a failure of the educational system that these kids can arrive at a movie like this and not know. No, that's Talented Mr. Ripley. Why did the Talented Mr. Ripley not float to the top? So in summary, the people who think it's been it's too soon to do a remake of The Talented Mr. Ripley. Apparently, they're big wrong, I would say. They're massively wrong, because apparently it wasn't when that Saltburn movie came out. So
right.
I promised I wouldn't talk
Suzanne
about this
Collins
movie.
Do you think Suzanne Collins is telling the truth when she says she never heard of Battle Royale?
That's a little bit more...
Yeah.
That's a little more believable, because there have been a lot of... she does have all this like Roman imagery in there.
I also think she could have gotten to there from reading Lord of the Flies and being like, what if they got put there on purpose?
Yeah. I honestly think she might not have heard. Now, meanwhile, I don't necessarily think it's not true that the author of the writer and director of Saltburn had not heard of The Talented Mr. Ripley. She might not have. I'm just saying that is part of the problem, is that people maybe
she should
have, you know? People maybe should have heard of that. Just like someone should have. If you went to college and you didn't learn about The Godfather in your conversations with friends, that's a little weird. I feel like everybody should at least know about The Godfather, right?
Yeah. I guess it depends on when you went to college, though. I don't know if you're going to college today, would you know about The Godfather?
Well, again, I don't want to get out my Taylor's tape and measure whose girlfriend is younger, but my girlfriend watched The Godfather. So,
Well, I will say that Christina had seen several of his movies.
Just didn't know he was a guy.
Hadn't been paying attention to directors. Yeah.
That makes sense. I think that's ultimately something that the current young generation of teenagers is very good at. They're very good at knowing who directors are. So that's fun. And hence, you know, it started semi-ironic, but it's now utterly, massively sincere. The adoration of Martin Scorsese. These kids love Scorsese. It started as kind of a little joke, and now it's just like they know everything about all his movies. They all like The King of Comedy the best. They're having these opinions that are informed by being people who exist in modern times, viewing it from a different temporal lens than people have in the past. It's really neat. So, you know, the kids are doing pretty good. But I guess there is a gap in time where you could have just let knowledge of Francis Ford Coppola as a man slip through your brain cracks.
Yeah, I think that's exactly in the zone.
But there's kids now, they've seen The Conversation, they've seen Apocalypse Now, they've seen Godfathers. Yeah,
pretty good ones there.
Yeah, those three are
like
good.
That conversation. Speaking of conversation, I gotta leave in order to get these dogs out of my brain. They're going to basically.
What are they doing?
What has happened is this is me telling the rom-com story without having watched the end. What has happened is something occurred, such as someone delivering a package about 20 minutes ago. But I have the door closed and I'm the only one here. And they need to make sure that I know that something has happened. And they're not going to stop until I go out there and pick up the package or whatever it is. And then they're going to be like, oh, okay, fine. It's fine. But the younger dog, Saber, Puckett is off. He's off barking near wherever the event was. He's on the other side of the house barking wherever something happened. Saber is right outside my door, making sure that I personally am aware that there was a situation. So she's barking right at the door.
I'd smoke it.
Yeah. So that's dogs. I gotta go. I'm gonna go try to stop them barking because I'm gonna lose my brain.
I think the link you just posted in the host chat was taken down, or
was
I
it?
Can't see it.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a gun.
It's open for me. Shoot, that's the here's boobs, here's drugs tweet. Where it was quoting the anonymous source who had seen Megalopolis. Maybe Variety deleted the article. It was getting a bunch of dunkage on Twitter, so it was easy to find. LMAO.
Have you heard those rumors that George Lucas is making a bunch of movies on his ranch that people aren't going to be allowed to see until after he dies?
You know what? I hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I'll pull the trigger if it lets me watch those movies. I'm kidding. Let him die of natural causes.
Yeah. Let him make as many of those weird movies as he can.
Yeah. He just doesn't want to know what anybody thinks
about
him. Exactly.
He wants
to
make the movies without knowing what anyone thinks.
I'm still waiting on them J.D. Salinger books.
He can Photoshop all the walkie-talkies in that he wants.
J.D. Salinger had 96 books in a safe.
Oh, that's right.
Manuscripts. Like, I want to read some of the... I'd read all of them, probably. And also, it was Steven Spielberg who... made the guns walkie-talkies in
E2. Oh, that's right. Beastie Boys are going to have to revise their lyrics because they may not have as many rhymes as J.D. Scott Salinger after he releases his...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say J.D. Salinger handily wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got more rhymes than J.D. Scott Salinger. I am the champion and you are the challenger, or I'm the whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
We've got more suits than Jacoby and Myers. I think every time I see a Jacoby and Myers ad on the subway, which is it's a law firm, by the way, in case that wasn't clear. Got more suits than Jacoby and Myers. I am the champ and you are the dyer.
Yeah.
I think is the way those lyrics go.
I am the truth and you are the liar.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm going. I gotta stop these dogs. Brandon. To drive me nuts. Right. Bye.